Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Quiz heads, welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 203. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, bringing you another four rounds of pub quiz style trivia straight into your ears. Got a new round coming up this week, more about that in just a minute. First of all, let's check out the emails. And hello to Sam Hughes, who says shout out to John Brayford and the Burton boys who listen every week. Sorry to hear about the result against Lincoln this weekend, guys, but thank you for tuning in. B. Shakespeare says, my boyfriend Kerr and I listen every week. Could you give him a shout out? It's his birthday this week. Happy birthday, Kerr. They'll be both in Scotland and Sweden, so listening to your podcast from Gothenburg that evening. That's Fee. Thank you, Fee. Michael Knobb says, the family are visiting me in Australia from the UK. We've just done a road trip to Wilson's Prom to see the kangaroos. Would love a shout out. That's Mike, Alex, Georgia, Paul and Sue. Hello to Andrew Crane, skiing at Val Thorens with Mal, Rob, Nighty, Craney and Thin Charlie. Shout out to Graham Fisher and all the quiz heads in Lancashire. And Tyler, who contacted Tat way back in episode 85, says, still listening, it's our colleague Zach's birthday next week. Could we get a shout out? Zach, happy birthday. Coming up this week then, it's the final fling. We'll play a round of Clued Up and a new round, Whose Company. It's all about rhyming your answers. Before that, though, here's general knowledge. Good luck. Here we go then with round one of this week's Takeaway Trivia. As always, it's your general knowledge round. 10 questions of potluck trivia. Good luck. And question number one. Who is the voice of Ted in the film and TV show of the same name? This is the talking teddy bear, but who is it? Number one, who is the voice of Ted in the film and TV show of the same name? I feel old. The film came out 10 years ago. What's that about? Number two, what type of creature is a Portuguese man of war? Question number two, what type of creature is a Portuguese man of war? Number three, who played Sabrina, the teenage witch, in the TV series? We're talking about the 90s version, not the more up-to-date one. So question number three, who played Sabrina, the teenage witch, in the classic 90s series? Number four, in which year was Concorde decommissioned? Number four, in which year was Concorde decommissioned? Number five, what is the fear of confined spaces? Question number five, what is the fear of confined spaces? Number six, the cricket ground Trent Bridge is found in which UK city? Number six, the cricket ground Trent Bridge is found in which UK city? Number seven, which of tennis's four major championships is played on clay? Question number seven, which of tennis's four major championships is played on clay? Number eight, which singer's 2013 debut album was titled Yours Truly? So question number eight, which female singer's 2013 debut album was titled Yours Truly? Number nine, the Andes mountain range is in which continent? Question number nine, in which continent would you find the Andes mountain range? And finally, number 10, which UK Championship League football team play at the King Power Stadium? Number 10, which UK Championship League football team play at the King Power Stadium? That's your 10 questions to kickstart takeaway trivia this week. I'll have the answers for you for those after round two. Stumbling into round number two of this week's podcast, it's 10 questions of general knowledge, except a slight difference this week. Each pair of answers must rhyme. So the answers to questions number one and two need to rhyme. The answers to questions three and four need to rhyme. Perfect name for this round would be Rhyme Time, but someone quite famous got there first. So let's play Two's Company. Question number one. What word can go after ice and before cheese? Question number one. What word can go after ice and before cheese? Number two. Which word, coined by Richard Dawkins, represents an idea, behaviour or style that spreads by means of imitation from person to person, particularly online? And don't forget, your answer has to rhyme with your answer to question one. Number two again, which word, coined by Richard Dawkins, represents an idea, behaviour or style that spreads by means of imitation from person to person, particularly online? Question number three, what is the main ingredient in glass? Question three, what's the main ingredient in glass? Number four, which Brighton seafront hotel was bombed by the IRA in 1984 in an assassination attempt on Margaret Thatcher and the British government? Number four, which Brighton seafront hotel was bombed by the IRA in 1984 in an assassination attempt on Margaret Thatcher and the British government? Number five, which Victorian sleuth has been portrayed by Jeremy Brett, Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr.? Number five, which Victorian sleuth has been portrayed by Jeremy Brett, Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr.? Number six, humans typically have 23 pairs of which DNA package containing our hereditary genetics? So question number six, humans typically have 23 pairs of which DNA package containing our hereditary genetics? Remember that answer needs to rhyme with your answer to question five. Number seven, dipsophobia is the fear of what? Number seven, dipsophobia is the fear of what? And number eight, in Finding Nemo, Dory recites what mantra to calm herself? Question number eight, in Finding Nemo, Dory recites what mantra to calm herself? Number nine, in which city would you find the Bolshoi Theatre? So number nine, in which world city would you find the Bolshoi Theatre? And number 10, which weapon typically uses projectiles known as bolts or quarrels? Number 10, which weapon typically uses projectiles known as bolts or quarrels? That's Two's Company done for this week. Let's take a look at your answers to general knowledge. Number 1, who is the voice of Ted in the film and TV show Ted? That's Seth MacFarlane. Number two, what type of creature is a Portuguese man-o-war? That's a jellyfish. Three, who played Sabrina the Teenage Witch in the TV series? That was Melissa Joan Hart. And in the later series, the Netflix series, it was Kiernan Brennan Shipka. Number four, in what year was Concorde decommissioned? That was 2003. Number 5, what is the fear of confined spaces called? Claustrophobia. That's not the fear of Father Christmas. Number 6, the cricket ground Trent Bridge is found in which UK city? Nottingham. Number 7, which of tennis's 4 major championships is played on clay? The French Open. Number 8, which singer's 2013 debut album was titled Yours Truly? That's Ariana Grande. Number 9, the Andes are found in which continent? South America. And number 10, which UK Championship League football team play at the King Power Stadium, Leicester City FC? There you go, your 10 questions to general knowledge. Hope that's put you with a good score to start with. We'll find out the answers to Two's Company after round 3. Still to come on Takeaway Trivia, we've got the final fling and I'll have the answers to Two's Company. First of all, let's play Clued Up. I'm going to give you 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. You have to guess who they are as soon as you can. If you get it on clue number 1, earn yourself 10 points. Clue number 2, you earn 8 points. And if you guess it on clue number 3, you win yourself 6 points. We'll keep going until clue number 5, which is worth just 2 points. You've got to be honest with yourself about when you guess the celebrity, otherwise you're just cheating yourself. Let's play Clued Up. Clue number 1 for 10. I was born in Singapore in 1970. My older brother, Marcel, is a writer and TV presenter, while my cousin, Justin, is an actor and screenwriter. Who am I? Clue 1 for 10 points. I was born in Singapore in 1970. My older brother Marcel is a writer and TV presenter, while my cousin Justin is an actor and screenwriter. Who am I? Clue 2 for 8 points. I moved with my family to Britain at the age of 1. I was educated at Westminster School. While there, I became friends with comedians Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish. I spent one summer travelling the US with my close friend, future Liberal leader Nick Clegg. Clue number 2 for 8 points. I moved with my family to Britain at the age of 1. I was educated at Westminster School. While there, I became friends with comedians Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish. I spent one summer travelling the US with my close friend, future Liberal leader and head of Facebook, I think these days, Nick Clegg. Who am I? Clue number 3 then, for 6 points. I trained as a journalist and worked for various US magazines before becoming a correspondent on Michael Moore's TV Nation series, for which I provided segments on offbeat cultural subjects, including selling Avon to women in the Amazon rainforest. Question number 3 for 6 points. I trained as a journalist and worked for various US magazines before becoming a correspondent on Michael Moore's TV Nation, for which I provided segments on offbeat cultural subjects, including selling Avon products to the women in the Amazon rainforest. Who am I? Got it yet? Don't worry, here's your 4-point clue. I first became a household name in 1998 with my documentary series Weird Weekends. This series saw me becoming a wrestler, living with the end of world preppers, visiting Area 51, and guest starring in adult films. Who am I? Clue number 4 for 4 points. I first became a household name back in 1998 with my documentary series Weird Weekends. This series saw me becoming a wrestler, living with the end of the world preppers, visiting Area 51 and guest starring in an adult film. Who am I? And finally, clue number 5 for just 2 points. I am most famous for a documentary where I spent some time living with Jimmy Savile. I carried the guilt of not realising his crimes for over a decade and dealt with it in 2016 by recording a follow-up interviewing his victims. Clue number 5, I'm most famous for a documentary where I spent some time living with Jimmy Savile. I carried the guilt of not realising his crimes for over a decade and dealt with it in 2016 by recording a follow-up documentary interviewing Savile's victims. I will add a bonus clue in there. In 2022, I became an internet meme where I sung a song with Duke and Jones called Jiggle Jiggle. There you go, there's your five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity today. Let's go back and return to Two's Company. That was my second round this week. And here's your answers. What words can go after ice and before cheese? Cream, ice cream and cream cheese. Which word, coined by Richard Dawkins, represents an idea, behaviour or style that spreads by means of imitation from person to person, particularly online? It's got a rhyme with cream. I was looking for meme. Question number three. What is the main ingredient in glass? That's sand. And question number four. Which Brighton seafront hotel was bombed by the IRA in 1984? It's got a rhyme with sand. The Grand. Question five. Which Victorian sleuth has been played by Jeremy Brett, Benedict Cumberbatch and Robert Downey Jr.? Sherlock Holmes? Question six. Humans typically have 23 pairs of which DNA package containing our hereditary genetics? Chromosomes. So Sherlock Holmes, chromosomes. Number seven. Dipsophobia is the fear of what? Drinking. Number eight. In Finding Nemo, Dory recites what mantra to calm herself? Just keep swimming. And number nine, in which city would you find the Bolshoi Theatre, Moscow? Number 10, which weapon typically uses projectiles known as bolts or quarrels? Crossbow. That's your 10 questions, or 10 answers, I should say, to Two's Company. Back to Clued Up then, I gave you five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. Born in Singapore, moved to Britain at the age of one, went to school with Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish, good friends with Nick Clegg. They worked on Michael Moore's TV Nation. They had a famous documentary series called Weird Weekends, and once spent some time living with Jimmy Savile. They also had an internet hit with Jiggle Jiggle just a few years ago. Who was I looking for? Louis Theroux, of course. Well done if you got it right. That's your first three rounds of takeaway trivia completed. Are you ready for the final fling? Because here it comes. So here we go then, the final fling, the final round of this week's podcast. Hope it's all going well for you so far. This is really a chance to rack up the points. 15 questions of mixed bag potluck trivia, but all a little bit harder than the previous three rounds. Are you ready? Question number one. Traditionally, what is the main ingredient of falafel? Number two, in 2013, who became the first British female solo artist to have 8 UK top 5 singles? Number three, in sport, what do the letters NHL stand for? Number four, the BBC sitcom Citizen Khan is set in which city? Number five, the flag of which European country features a double-headed black eagle? Number six, what is measured using a Brannock device? Number seven, in which month do Americans celebrate Labor Day? Number 8. The M69 links Coventry to which British city? Number 9. In which year was the first Cricket World Cup held? Question 9. In which year was the first Cricket World Cup held? Number 10. Outside of India, which country has the largest Sikh population in the world? Number 10. Outside of India, which country has the largest Sikh population in the world? Number 11. Who portrayed Mia Wallace in Pulp Fiction? Question number 11. Who portrayed Mia Wallace in the film Pulp Fiction? Number 12. In 2002, East Timor gained independence from which country? Question number 12. In 2002, East Timor gained independence from which country? Number 13. What is the only London borough that begins with the letter N? Number 13. What is the only London borough that begins with the letter N for Nickelodeon? Number 14. In the children's TV show from the 1990s. Now, this was a British TV show. I'm not sure how far it travelled, whether it was an international hit. So apologies, international listeners, if you've never heard of this. But in the kids' TV show from the 1990s, Bodger and Badger, what was Badger's favourite food? And number 15, which African country is known as the Land of a Thousand Hills? Number 15, which African country is known as the Land of a Thousand Hills? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. I hope it's been a good one for you. If you're not quite ready to find out those answers, pause the podcast now, because here they come. The answers then to this week's final fling. Number 1. Traditionally, what is the main ingredient of falafel? That is chickpeas. Number 2. In 2013, who became the first British female solo artist to have 8 UK top 5 singles? Leona Lewis. Number 3. In sport, what does NHL stand for? National Hockey League. Number 4. BBC sitcom Citizen Kane is set in which city? That's Birmingham. Number 5. The flag of which European country features a double-headed black eagle? Albania. 6. What is measured using a Brannock device? That's feet. 7. In which month do Americans celebrate Labor Day? September. Number 8. The M69 links Coventry to which other city? Leicester. Number 9. In which year was the first Cricket World Cup held? That was in 1975. Number 10, outside of India, which country has the largest Sikh population in the world? That is currently Canada. This is according to data from the 2021 census. The UK is currently third. Number 11, who portrayed Maya Wallace in Pulp Fiction? Uma Thurman. Number 12, in 2002, East Timor gained independence from which country? Indonesia. Number 13, what is the only London borough that begins with the letter N? Newham. Number 14. In the kids' TV show from the 1990s, Bodger and Badger, what was Badger's favourite food? Well, everybody knows that Badger loves mashed potatoes. And finally this week, number 15. Which African country is known as the Land of a Thousand Hills? Rwanda. Total up your scores. If you're playing this on a road trip, then the loser has to buy the round of coffee at the next service station. Hope you've done well. Hope you've enjoyed the questions this week. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that during Prohibition, moonshiners, that's the smugglers of alcohol, would wear cow shoes? These were footwear that left hoof prints instead of footprints to help confuse the police. That is genius. Not that we're advocating criminal behaviour, of course. Just admiring clever thinking. Where there is some. All right, gang, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast this week. I'll be back next Monday with more questions from Takeaway Trivia. Have a great week, have a safe week, and we'll quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.